With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. A legislative panel is considering changes to Montana's laws on sex crimes by updating the meaning of sexual consent and combating the scourge of explicit photos and videos posted on the internet without authorization. Some Montana lawmakers say the state's sexual assault laws are antiquated and may need to be changed amid evolving social realities. At the same time, the ubiquity of camera-equipped cell phones has opened a new front on sexual misconduct. Among the changes discussed today by the Law and Justice Interim Committee is possible legislation that could make a sexual act illegal if there was no explicit consent given by participants. Under another proposal, Montana would join a growing list of states in outlawing the unauthorized distribution of sexually explicit pictures and videos. Conservation groups today filed a notice with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service of their intent to file a lawsuit seeking to force the agency to extend a monitoring program for wolves in Idaho and Montana. The notice sent by the Center for Biological Diversity and four others contends the five-year monitoring that's required following a species removal from Endangered Species Act protections needs to be extended in May for another 5 years. The group says that threats to wolves in Idaho and Montana have increased significantly as both states revised policies to aggressively reduce wolf numbers through sport hunting and killing wolves in remote areas. Fish and wildlife officials say the agency is okay with states wanting fewer wolves as long as the population stays above recovery goals. Yellowstone National Park officials today started shipping about 150 bison to slaughter in response to concerns by the livestock industry over brucellosis, a disease carried by many of the animals. Wildlife officials have emphasized hunting as an alternative to slaughter. Today, wildlife officials say hunters have killed more than 400 wild bison migrating out of the park this winter, with many shot just past the park's boundary as they migrated into Montana. Andrea Jones with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says the harvest is the largest since 1989, when nearly 500 bison were taken. But detracting from this year's success on that front has been an unprecedented number of bison that were merely wounded and retreated to the park after being shot. Jones says up to 50 wounded bison have been killed by state and federal wildlife agents. A Northwestern Energy proposal to decrease the rate the utility company pays small electricity generators has been rejected. Montana District Court Judge Mike Menahan last Thursday said that Northwestern Energy failed to provide sufficient information to support its application to decrease rates, and that the company needs to maintain existing rates for wind and solar projects smaller than 3 megawatts. The decision was due to a Public Service Commission investigation that found Northwestern Energy had miscalculated the rates they were proposing. The company was suggesting that they pay nearly $18 less per megawatt per hour. Northwestern disagreed with the PSC's ruling and filed a complaint in district court last June. Carbon County officials have released the name of a man who was killed in an officer-involved shooting in Joliet. Sheriff Josh McQuillan tells the Billings Gazette that 42-year-old John Charles Graham died in Monday's shooting. He lived in Joliet but had previously been a resident of the Red Lodge and Bozeman areas. Deputies responded to reported domestic disturbance in Joliet at about 8 p.m. Monday. About 20 minutes after officers arrived, McQuillan said Graham came out of the house and fired a shot at the deputies. The deputies returned fire, killing Graham. A sheriff's vehicle was hit by gunfire, but it was not clear who fired the shot. All three deputies involved have been placed on administrative leave. McQuillan said an initial investigation found the shooting was justified. I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.